The post-match interview.
And speaking of red-hot form, a man that played on the half-back flank for the Tigers today, 19 possessions, 9 marks, and we thought he was the best man on the ground. Delighted that he's joining us. His name's Nick Flosten, and he's with our own Drew Jones.
Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, I've got Nick with us on K-Rock Footy. Well done. It was definitely a grind. You guys found a little bit of breathing space early, but the Tigers were right there. Obviously, they've been a fantastic side all year. How happy are you with the 4 points?
Yeah, it's always good to get the 4 points. They played a different brand of footy. They were smashed just in contested footy, and Lockie Neal had 51. So, yeah, they did a lot of things right. Yeah, it's always good to get the 4 points, but we got a lot to work on.
The ball doesn't seem to get past too much at the moment. What have you put this rich vein of form down to?
Yeah, well, Grimesy's been playing so good down deep. They're starting to man him up, so that's throwing me up a little bit, up higher. So, yeah, we each take it in turns. I got to lick the ice cream tonight, and, yeah, it was good fun.
Nick, you're being too modest, I think. Darren Berry upstairs, Benny Casanelli, Justin Longmuir is with us, and Heath Buck. We thank you for your time again. We've had you a few times on K-Rock. I reckon we spoke to you in the premiership year when you were walking your dog in the park, if my memory serves me correct. And you were sort of the understated. I'm just not sure, Nick, whether you could walk your dog in the park unnoticed now.
Well, I got two dogs now, so I stand out a bit more, but that's about all that's changed.
Why do you ask? Nick, you've been in great form, and you played it down a little bit, but the back halves, let's talk about it. Rance goes out of your lineup earlier in the year. People ask questions. For mine, Dylan Grimes and Asprey have been outstanding. But then I look around on each side of you. Basher Hawley drive off half back. We've got young Baker providing some support down there now. Yep. We've got short. We've got broad. It is a cohesive back half.
Yeah, I suppose it took us a couple of weeks to get going. We kind of... Rancey's just so good, we kind of all just played individual roles around him, and then with him going down, it forced us to be uncomfortable. So it took us a long time to kind of work out what our new roles were and how we can try and help each other. And then, we had some new soldiers down there as well. Shedder spent a bit of time down there.
Yep.
We made Stacky the first 6 weeks, and then he went up forward and did what he did. We all had to change roles, and I think it's going to be even better next year when Rancey's back.
Liam Baker, another one that's sort of, mainly as a small forward, but he's another little sort of pocket rocket down there for you as well, and I thought he played really well today.
Yeah, he just had such good VFL form. I think he was playing in the midfield and up forward, but they just had to try and squeeze him in. So I think we had an injury or Stacky went up forward, so they squeezed him in down back, and he's good one-on-one, and, he's pretty clean with the ball, so that's kind of what we needed down there.
I know we speak about him ad nauseum, but Dustin Martin, I mean, we don't have to say it. We all know what a superstar he is. Some of the things he did today, Nick, when he gets the ball out of the middle and he lowers his eyes and he hits Jack on the lead, do you stand there at halfback, even though you're his teammate, and you think, how lucky am I to play with this bloke?
Yeah, we're used to it now, but you definitely do take him for granted sometimes. He does it at training all day long, so it doesn't really come as a surprise, but he's such a superstar.
Nick, what's some of the areas you need to tighten up on? And you mentioned, just before that there's some areas you'd like to work on, obviously the contested ball and the clearances today, but is there anything else you guys are sort of tinkering with in the next couple of weeks before that first final?
Hopefully we don't have to do much. We'll see what Dimmer says during the week, but... they played a really skinny brand of footy and they just outnumbered us at the contest, and that paid off for them. They got a lot of inside 50s. I think they would have beaten us inside 50. So, this is the first time we've played them since probably around 15 last year as well. So we've had a long time that we haven't really played them. Hopefully we get a bit out of this game tonight, and then I think we'll play out there in 2 weeks. So.
Nick, Justin Longmuir here, mate. Well done today. It was a really solid four-quarter performance. Just one guy that you play alongside and had another really good game today. Talk to us about Dylan Grimes' week. He obviously came off late in the game last week and looked like he was going to be out for a period of time, but he tends to brush off those injuries and get up week to week. How was his week?
Yeah, a lot of recovery. He does everything to the T. He's such a professional. So early in the week, we were probably lucky last week actually. He did it pretty late, so he wasn't really running around on a blown up ankle for too long. And then the scans kind of cleared him of all major damage. So his whole week was just recovery. He could have trained yesterday, but they kind of just thought there was no point. Rock up today with some painkillers in him and he's right to go. So I was getting all the messages yesterday, like Dylan Grimes off track, is he playing? And I didn't know what was going on. So I was a bit worried rocking up today, but can always count on him.
The rucking situation is an interesting one for the Tigers. Well, I thought Soldo was outstanding today. Bolter didn't have a lot of the footy, but he provides a real athletic option. Maybar Chole's been in there, who we really like. Exciting. Plenty of options, but the one that the Richmond fans want to know about, where is Nan Curvis at?
Yeah, I think his groin's still a bit sore. Okay. The week off will do him, or 2 weeks off now will do him very good. But then, yeah, it's Soldo and Bolter. I thought Bolter was really good in the last quarter. So, yeah, they're going to be hard to drop leading into a final. I think the VFL play a final next weekend as well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a tough match committee.
Nick, just, I mean, you mentioned, obviously, from an opposition point of view today, you mentioned Lachie Neal's 51 touches. Do you notice that much out in the ground that he's winning so much of the pill?
Yeah, he was very clean around stoppage. You kind of see it bobbles around a bit. I thought Dion was really clean for us as well. And then they fed back a lot to him, and he was kind of that distributor off the back of the stoppage. So his hands are super quick, and he's pretty agile. So, yeah, we did notice him a fair bit from the back line. But, yeah, luckily he was handballing more than kicking.
Just one more quick one, mate, just before we let you go. Thanks for your time. But just this weekend, what happens? I mean, you experienced finals over the last few years. I mean, you've got the weekend off. What happens there?
Yeah, we're not sure when we're playing in the following week, so Burgey, our high-performance guy, will probably give us a couple of days off, try and refresh mentally, and then we'll probably be in later in the week, maybe have a semi-hit out on the weekend, and then, yeah, kind of reload normal week, except there'll be a lot more ticket requests, I think.
And then, Nick, it's up to the Gabba to repeat this one today, finishing third position, the Tigers.
Yep.
Up to the Gabba, and, I mean, you've had a look at them today, and there might be a couple of little changes and stuff, but it's going to be a new challenge, I suppose, going up to the Gabba. But the good thing today, you've given yourself at least a second chance. I know you want to take the first win, but you've put yourself in a strong position.
Yeah, exactly. I think all premierships are kind of one in the top four, except the Doggies of 2016. But, yeah, it's always good to get a bit of reward at the end of the year.
Be careful. The Dogs have snuck into seventh today with a massive win. But focus on the Tigers, Nick. Hey, well done on your game, and good luck for the finals to Richmond.
It's easy. Thanks, boys.
Nick Vlosten, who was outstanding on halfback today for the Tigers.
The post-match interview.